Malone called out for Stephanie and Cassiopeia and told them to bring a shovel. They appeared with Henrik, and Malone explained what was found.
"Pretty smart," Cassiopeia said to him.
"I have my moments. Hand me the shovel."
A few minutes later, three blackened wooden planks were revealed. Half were bound together with metal straps. The other half formed a hinged door that opened upward. He bent down and lightly caressed the metal.
"The iron's corroded. These hinges are gone. 100 years of exposure has worked on them."
He stood and used the shovel to chip away their remnants.
"What do you mean 100 years?
Stephanie asked.
"Sonier built that door," Cassiopeia said. "The wood is in fairly good shape, certainly not centuries old. He had to have an easy way in and out, so he rebuilt the door."
"I agree," Malone said, "which explains how he handled that heavy stone top. He just slid it halfway off, took out the rocks over the door, climbed down, then put everything back when he was through."
He wedged the shovel into the gap at the door's edge and fulcrumed the door upward, exposing a gaping orifice. Thorvaldsen stared into the void.
"Amazing. This might actually be the place."
Stephanie shone a flashlight into the opening. A wooden ladder stood against one of the stone walls.
"What do you think? Will it hold?"
"One way to find out."
Malone extended a leg and gently applied weight to the first rung. He pressed harder, holding on to the top of the altar support just in case something gave way. But the rung held. He placed his other foot on the ladder and tested more.
"I think it'll hold."
"I'm lighter," Cassiopeia said. "I'd be glad to go first."
He smiled.
"If you don't mind, I'd like the honor."
What lay below was beckoning him, like the search for rare books through obscure shelves. You never knew what might be found. He kept heading down, careful to test each rung. Above him, Stephanie and Cassiopeia were searching the darkness with their lights, and he saw that he'd come to the bottom of the ladder. The ground was the next step. Everything was covered with a fine gravel and stones the size of fists and skulls.
"Toss me a flashlight," he said.
Thorvaldsen dropped one down. He caught it and focused the beam around him. The ladder rose about 15 feet from floor to ceiling. He saw that the exit stood in the center of a natural corridor.
"Why don't you jump off?" Cassiopeia asked.
"It's too easy. I'm going to swing around to the backside of the ladder. Drop one of those stones straight down."
"You clear?" Stephanie asked.
"Fire away."
The rock plunged through the opening. He followed its path and watched as it struck the ground, then kept going. Light beams probed the impact site.
"You were right," Cassiopeia said. "That hole was just under the surface, ready for someone to leap off the ladder."
"Drop some more rocks around it and find solid ground."
Four more rained down and thudded onto hard earth. He knew where to leap, so he dropped off the ladder and examined the booby trap. The cavity was about 3 feet square and at least 3 feet deep. Wood had been laid loosely across the top, thin enough to shatter away at the weight of a man, but thick enough to shoulder a layer of silt and gravel. At the bottom of the hole were metal pyramids, sharpened to a point. Time had dulled their patina, but not their effectiveness.
"Sonier was serious about this," he said.
"Those could have been Templar traps," Mark noted. "Is that brass?"
"Bronze."
"The order was expert in metallurgy. Brass, bronze, copper, all were used."
"The wood on top could not be 700 years old," Cassiopeia said. "Sonier must have repaired the Templar's defenses."
Not what he wanted to hear. "Which means this is probably just the first of many traps."